Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning on Monday, the 29th of January, and ending on Sunday, the 4th of February. And I have decided that since Mercury doesn't enter Aquarius until Monday, the 5th of January, in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and it's late at night, even out in the Pacific, I will include that in the forecast for the following week, which will probably have its own podcast for the new moon coming on the 9th of February in Aquarius, and the day after the celebration of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Dragon. So that deserves its own. So in that case, what we have this week is the moon in the waning third quarter phase, and it is trying to give out and bestow from the harvest of the full moon in actual physicality of goods and services or thoughts and ideas or things that you've discovered. Monday, we have a good early morning aspect from Virgo moon. It's a trine to Mercury in Capricorn until 6:38 a.m. Eastern time. So for those who are up earlier than this, it's a great time to get your ducks in a row and make your lists and think about how you want the week to shape up. Because after that, Monday is going to have the moon in Virgo's opposition to Neptune in Pisces until 6:20 p.m. So that kind of puts a whammy on a lot of the perfection and organization and reliability factors that Virgo moon needs, instinctively wants, and conveys. So just be aware that this is not the day to get things to happen easily or without difficulty. It's almost like having a Mercury retrograde for the day. So be aware of that. And the fact that other people are in that foggy cloud as well. And, you know, just try to leave the more detailed parts of your needs to another time. But I have to tell you, we have a rather difficult ride for most of the week until we get to Friday, really, or late on Thursday, we might say. So, this is how it looks, okay? The moon in Virgo is void, of course, after the 6:20 p.m. opposition to Neptune. And the moon will not enter Libra until 3:04 a.m. on Tuesday. So that's a long void, of course, period. Now that can be utilized by Virgo. You know, this is a time when you can start sorting things or taking care of your details. Nothing's stopping you. You know, things that are in the immediate time, you know, bills or things like that. Doing things around the house, maybe trying to straighten things out, straighten things up. But, and unfortunately, this is too short of an aspect. As that day was going on, we did have and do have Mars in Capricorn trine Uranus, that's newly direct, in Taurus, but that's only till 6:41 p.m. So that's not, you know, really going to empower a lot of the evening, let's say. And so it was trying to get things done, though, with the moon opposition to Neptune. It's just the way it goes some weeks, right? The Libra moon has a trine to Pluto in Aquarius at 3:41 a.m. on Tuesday. For those on the West Coast, that's 12:41 a.m. You may be experiencing that. And this is where you can have discussions about the future Very much so. And Libra Moon will get that trine all the time that Pluto is in Aquarius. But Libra Moon, has to square Venus in Capricorn for the day till 10:34 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. So we're not getting as much help from authorities as we had hoped. We have some obstacles about certain aspects and things that we may want to plan on. And, of course, Venus in Capricorn, very conservative and slow to move on things. It's a little late at night for most of us to enjoy the harmony of the lights that takes place while Libra Moon is trine the Sun in Aquarius. And that's until 1:07 a.m. on Wednesday, just a couple of awake hours for the East Coast, but this is still a valid energy for your evening on the West Coast and Mountain time. At the West Coast time is 10:07 p.m. that this is exact. So you can have some good energy between other people and feel the flow within the self. And so after the harmony of the lights is over, Moon in Libra will oppose Chiron in Aries and then square Mars in Capricorn on Wednesday. Again, not a day to, and that's 9 p.m. that the Mars square ends, sorry. And after that, it's going to go square Mercury in Capricorn until 4:03 a.m. Thursday. You don't want to get into dialogues and discussions with authorities or people who think they're authorities, or try to pacify the energy of people who want to stir things up and have ambitions and such. So it is, it's a difficult day. In the court of law, if that happens to be a place for you or others in the news, that's going to be a time when justice goes against the authorities and the power brokers. That's just an interesting thing that I can see also from this. Void, of course, after the Mercury square at 4:03 a.m. on Thursday, the first day of February. Okay, so that was it, January 2024. Never to see you again. Next time it'll be 2025. So we have a void, of course, Libra Moon, until the Moon enters Scorpio at 3:37 p.m. So it's kind of a peaceful day until the Scorpio Moon arrives. So take advantage of that with anything you might find this peaceful energy helpful for. Just don't be making plans far in the future. And if I always tell people, well, if it's void, of course, you can go shopping. But if you're going for a specific item, this is where you may have difficulty finding. That is when the Moon is void. At 3:37 p.m., the Moon will be heading in Scorpio towards a square to the Scorpio ruling planet, Pluto, in Aquarius until 4:23 p.m. Now, this is going to be the Moon in Scorpio's monthly until, you know, we have a little backdrop into Capricorn. But this will be a long-term experience for Moon in Scorpio while Pluto is in Aquarius. And this is really one of the bigger emotional power struggles between the Moon that has even an unconscious need most of the time to have the feeling that things are under control, and this planet that has the power in a sign, Aquarius, which is changing things, surprising things. That's an emotional speed bump every time, especially if you happen to have that Moon. you'll see how it is. You can get a little taste of it between 3:37 p.m. and 4:23 p.m. on Thursday, February 1st. And what are the plans being made in February? Well, I guess we do have Valentine's Day, don't we? So, here comes some interesting energies around that day, but not this forecast. You'll have to wait for it. But what we have is a good evening energy on the East Coast and a later afternoon energy on the West Coast, because the moon in Scorpio will now go into a trine towards Saturn in Pisces until 4:39 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 2nd. And Friday the 2nd has something we need to talk about. But first, let's just say moon in Scorpio can be of great assistance to the fears, worries, and issues of Saturn in Pisces. So you may be getting some good advice, getting to the bottom and seeing the motivations that are involved in situations and how to use them constructively. And while that's happening, Mercury in Capricorn is going for a sextile to Neptune in Pisces until 5:55 a.m. So that has been in this moon trine, Saturn also. And so it is, again, the evening is the time to discuss and allow some of the deeper levels of the water signs, in this case Scorpio and Pisces, to bring in some psychic or visionary quality to those things that you're trying to work out. Okay? But after the 5:55 a.m., the moon is now going opposition Jupiter in Taurus until 6:17 a.m. So this is that polarity between mine versus ours. Mine is Taurus. Taurus is the personal self, possessions, finance, values. And Scorpio is looking at how do we combine and allow other values and also shared resources. And the moon in Scorpio, again, control, Jupiter, authority. Jupiter is, after all, king of the gods. So it isn't an easy opposition, but it's over early in the morning. And we can get on to something much more pleasant after 6:17 a.m. And that is moon in Scorpio's sextile to Venus in Capricorn. And that's until 5:09 p.m. So here is your go-for aspect. You know, you've been maybe mulling over having things happen during the week. Now, until 5:09 p.m. Eastern time, you've got assistance, clarity, a conservative approach, but one that works. And so this is a great time to get some of those more practical things and important things that could be affecting finance and career status, public life. Get those going and get those to happen. You have an authority, maybe a female authority, who wants to help you out, Venus in Capricorn. Okay? So after this, though, after 5:09 p.m., we have the moon going square, the sun in Aquarius, 6:18 p.m. And this, of course, is not an easy combination for the feelings and the desires within and also on the outer. This is not the time, that hour between 5:09 p.m. and maybe an hour and a half until 6:18 p.m. is not the time to discuss. No. Try to avoid it. And don't start in the evening either, because the moon is now going opposite Uranus and Taurus until 4:55 a.m. Well, you know, the ground is shaking under this moon, right? And so just practice whatever kind of technique you have to be, you know, still and not put negative power into this surprise or this difference or this change that the moon in Scorpio will not really be that happy about. Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. Oh, yes, that's the day. Moon in Scorpio, sextile Mars in Capricorn until 11:42 a.m. Trine, Neptune until 5:42 p.m. Sextile Mercury in Capricorn until 10:24 p.m. This is your power day for the moon in Scorpio. In relationships, in psychic energy, in practical applications, this is a wonderful day, the third day of February. And then it's a void, of course, Scorpio moon that can just kind of coast into the dream time until the moon enters Sagittarius at 1:28 a.m. for the Eastern time zone, 10:28 p.m. for the West Coast. What happens at 11:19 p.m. West Coast for you is the moon in Sagittarius sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. For East Coast, it is coming in, but it's just a brief moment, maybe in a dream, because it's at 2:19 a.m. And this is a really energizing new ideas, new ways of doing things, exploration, expansion. And that combination will be coming in a lot too when we can have it for a longer period of time and see the potentials and the possibilities. But also, you know, it's appropriate not to have too much energy there because we are, since the moon square on Friday the 2nd, in the fourth quarter phase of the lunar cycle, which is when we are best at work looking at what we should shift and change, you know, evaluating at that square on Friday the 2nd, and now deciding what do we keep, what do we give away, what do we change for the next cycle to come. And we'll feel that energy more when we're awake on Sunday the 4th because the moon is going square Saturn in Pisces until 2:10 p.m. So that's 12 hours of that. And this is obstacles in the way of the galloping horse. Some of these hurdles are maybe too high to leap, or the horse may shy away from them. That's the kind of energy. Other people are not as confident as the moon and won't be on board for the ideas of the moon in Sagittarius on Sunday the 4th. But if you can get past that, let it go. 2:10 p.m., the moon is galloping off in Sagittarius for the rest of Sunday to a sextile to the sun in Aquarius. Oh, yes. That is definitely a receptive ear to, you know, all of these new ideas and adventures. And that is until 6:55 a.m. on Monday. And while that's coming in is when Mercury shifts to Aquarius too. We get a little less in the conservative and a little more in the forward-thinking energies of the future in Aquarius. All right, so this is the way that's going to go for that week. And, you know, we're going to have the first aspect for Mercury in Aquarius will be the conjunction to Pluto. So that's going to be an interesting thing to also experience for the first time. And, you know, we'll see. How does that look? We'll see that on Monday. And one of the things I want to tell you is that February 2nd day, you know, that we call Groundhog Day in the United States. Will this groundhog see the shadow, or will it not? How long will spring take to appear? Well, you know, it's interesting because spring appears, whether you are seeing it or not, on that day, which is, or either that day, or when you get to 15 degrees of Aquarius sun, which is between Sunday the 4th and Monday the 5th. And that is the Irish festival called Imolc. And it is one of the cross-quarter holidays of the Celtic calendar. And some of you have heard me talk about this a lot. But here it comes again. Some of you are new. So this is the time of a solar cycle event. We talk a lot about the lunar cycle events in the weekly forecast, in the monthly forecast of the whole year. The sun has the same kind of cycles. And this now, after midwinter, when we started to gain light, we are in sort of like the waxing crescent. And from the waxing crescent, we're going to move up to the end of the first quarter solar phase at the equinox. So this is where we are, have been already looking at where we want to plant our seeds and what we want to create as the year unfolds. And we are going to be in right now the all systems go, no planet retrograde since Uranus went direct on the 27th. So this is also going to empower us to move into that next quarter, that waxing crescent towards the half moon, only this time it's the equal day and equal night solar. And so that's when we start doing something about it. And you start seeing signs of the seeds or the new growth. I mean, it was amazing. It's already happening in certain ways in my yard. Unfortunately, the first sign I see are the weeds coming up in the lawn. You know, it rained. It was a little bit warmer after they put us in the deep freeze here. And so the green is encouraged. But soon you'll be seeing more things. Shoots are coming up. Buds will be on trees. And that will all happen before the equinox, where we have equal days of dark and light. You'll start noticing that the sun is moving further north on the horizon. And so we're getting, you definitely must have felt, if you aren't in some other climate and other part of the world, that the day is longer already. You know, we've got a little more time in the evening before, you know, the curtain drops. And so this was a time, they called it this, and it had to do with the time when not just the first things are up, and the Chalice Well in England gave us a beautiful on Facebook group of photos, just gorgeous, which included the snow bells, the white flowers are already up in England, and probably Wales and probably Ireland, that climate. This is a time when the ewes are giving birth and sustenance to their lambs. And that is the milk part of this holiday. In Ireland, this is a big day for the goddess Brigid, because she is the one that is bringing the flame. This is a Candlemas festival for the Catholics. This is where they put the candles in the windows to encourage the goddess to bring the light. And it's being brought, whether you put the candles in or not. But this is that holiday. And so it's a holiday where the milk is coming back in. And so it's, you know, there are festivals. You can Google how to celebrate Imbolc online and things like that. But this first buds is what I call it in the Druid Priestess Trilogy, because the Welsh, we don't know what their word was for it. And the modern words are basically telling you the season in Welsh. But the festivals for this time are gratitude, always honoring and gratitude for every little sign that shows us that we're going into the abundance again. We're going into the light. Not quite time to work in the fields, so you're still a little cold, and you can still be cozy during particularly the beginning of this cycle, but you will have more of a desire to get out and do things once this waxing crescent is moving towards the half at the equinox. Yes. And that happens, of course, as we know, when the sun enters Aries in March. And I'll tell you when that happens this year, because it's not always the same year, always the same year, I should have said. This year, it is really, I would consider this an early one. This spring equinox, sun enters Aries, which, it's the International Astrology Day. That happens at 11:06 p.m. See, it's very close to the end of the 19th day of March. That's why people born on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of March need to get their charts done to find out, you know. And even two people born on the 19th, some of them this year, before 11:06 p.m. Eastern Time, will still be in the Pisces realm. And then at 11:06 p.m., those babies, or 8:06 p.m. in the Eastern Time, those babies will be Aries. So you can meet somebody on the same birthday and have them be a different sign than yours, because the sky doesn't work on our calendar or our round or digital clock time. Yes, we have that. The sky has its own. So I'm wishing you a good week, a good moving forward after a full moon, and looking at what you want to let go of. Next week, again, I will speak about Mercury in Aquarius to kick off, because that's what kicks off on Monday the 5th. And we have our new moon in Aquarius on Friday. It's 20 degrees of Aquarius, 5:59 p.m. Eastern Time. And so I think that's all the shifts and changes we have coming up for that coming week. So enjoy, and I'll say goodbye for now.